It's Friday.
Yes!
A little mini earthquake in here from that.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. I wonder what people in the floor below us think.
Sorry down there! Hey!
They definitely heard that.
At the other station, we were in that building over there in Burbank.
Woo! Yep.
We were setting off M80s and everything else, and the whole building hated us, man. How was your night?
Good, but not as good as tonight's going to be, and tomorrow night,
yes,
and possibly Sunday. We even have a
No one looks forward to the weekend more than Sligo.
Oh, man, especially a little actual pool party going on this weekend. You got to come over and strip down nude, right?
Yeah, no, it's a great invite. Thanks.
That's it right there.
I really appreciate that I'm been invited over to
come on over.
Pool party.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not going to take a pity.
Come
on. I'm not going to take a pity invitation.
That's not a pity invitation. That's the best you get. That is a quality invitation.
On today's Kevin and Sligo show, because it's Friday, we've got our All Request Fest, which is really fun between 5 and 7 o'clock. We only play requests, the songs that get you started for your weekend.
Yep.
Even if it's not technically the type of song that we normally play.
I would be willing to play Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh my God, you guys.
Right?
So, you know, whatever.
Wow, that's, wow. I wasn't expecting that.
Maybe.
Sending text to the wrong person.
Oh, that can be bad. Yeah.
Happened to me.
Yeah.
Wasn't terrible.
Oh, good.
Could have been.
No photographs.
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean.
No. No.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Grandma, I'm sorry about those.
But those calls are always fascinating because it happens a lot.
Yes, it does.
Where you just hit send and then you go, where's the I take it back button?
Yeah.
Where's
Thank
that?
You. Yeah. Come Doesn't on. Exist. Like a 30-second whoops button.
The most popular band t-shirts.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
What would you guess out of all bands?
Cool. I'm just going to say GNR is going to be in there somewhere. I see a lot of Joy Division t-shirts.
Really?
Always have. Yeah, even if, you know, they're not necessarily into the band.
I think you probably notice Joy
Maybe
Division,
so.
Whereas most people don't.
Yeah. A lot of Ramones, I suppose.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. But is there a list, a proper
there's
list?
There's a list.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Look what I'm wearing in my AC/DC shirt right now.
You are wearing that,
yeah. As usual.
The Murder Hornets are back.
Oh,
bum,
hell.
Bum, bum. These Murder Hornets, man, they're ugly. And they can sting you.
They are hideous.
And they can also spit venom at you.
Yeah. I thought we were done with them after during the pandemic. I thought there was like a little extra hell for that.
Plus, they decapitate regular bees.
That's right.
They eat their heads.
Yeah. Hey, honeybee, come here. Nice job. Nice. Nom, nom,
nom, nom, nom. It's not what you want.
No.
And there was a principal that was assaulted because someone's kid came out of the school with a mask on.
Okay, that seems a little extreme.
Thoughts on that? That's coming up today on 95.5 KLOS.
A gracious good afternoon. This is your operator, Miss Tomlin. How may I help you?
I love her. She's the best. Lily is the best.
Is collect calling still a thing?
I don't know. You know, one of the things I used to do was charge to another phone when I was a teenager. I wanted to call a friend.
Charge to another phone?
Yeah, and for a long time, they wouldn't call that other number. And I'd say, I'd like to charge to my home phone. And I'd just pick one out of the phone book. And they're like, alrighty. And I'd call my friend and sit there and talk. Pay phone
forever.
After school or when I should be in school.
Sure, of course.
Then they started calling the other number to see if they would accept the second charge.
Oh, that sucks.
And I had to stop doing that.
We got at the other station. I came in one day and there was a little note by the phone ops, and it said, "If Tom Morello calls collect, accept it because he's in jail."
Yay! And did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he needed bailing out.
Talk to us in jail.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was more important to him to get the message out than it was to get out. I think. I imagine
he probably did. He ever pay you back? However much it cost to bail him out.
I don't know.
Tom,
don't be ridiculous. A parent attacked a teacher following a mask dispute on the first day of school.
Tell me it's pre-kindergarten, too.
It's not. But it is young kids.
Right.
I don't know if it's, you know, grades 1, 2, and 3
or
what.
But yeah.
The teacher, so the principal was there, and the guy was verbally abusing her and getting too close to her. So another teacher stepped in to protect her. And the other teacher, then they got in a fight, and the other teacher suffered lacerations on his face, bruising on his face, and a pretty good knot on the back of his head.
So he's trying to keep this guy from beating up the woman principal.
Yes.
Well, he sounds like a real winner.
Let me just read this part, because I always love teachers really, really have to swallow nonsense and try to be nice.
Oh, man, I don't know how they do it.
In a letter to families, the superintendent wrote, as the first day of school comes and goes, there are always hiccups.
Right.
That was how she described it. It was more of a hiccup, more than a hiccup.
Yeah, slightly.
Listen to this news report.
A parent took it upon himself to verbally assault a principal. That led to a serious physical altercation between him and a teacher, as the teacher intended to protect the principal. Superintendent Tori Gibson said the attack happened yesterday when the parent's daughter walked out of a school building wearing a mask.
It was physical. The teacher was bleeding, had some lacerations to his face, had some bruising on his face, pretty good sized knot on the back of his head.
This happened nearly an hour after school let out, so luckily, very few students were on campus at the time.
Things have been slowly and steadily ramping up. And so, as much as I would like to say I'm surprised, there's a part of me that internally is not completely surprised.
All right,
that
this hold is- up. She's not surprised
right.
because it's been building.
Sure.
It was day one.
I think she means in general.
Of course.
Yeah. Plus, I'm sure.
But it was the first day.
I'm sure when they were telling them, okay, when they show up the first day, they're going to have to wear masks.
No, I'm going to be very upset about it. I'm very upset.
She says the male parent was frustrated with the school's indoor mask requirement for everyone while students are on campus. But the district's policy says teachers who have proved they are fully vaccinated can take off their mask indoors when students are not present. The district's policy is in line with the indoor mask mandate by the state health department.
My understanding is that he was frustrated because
nice word.
He felt like there was a different standard for staff than
I got another F word before.
The teacher was sent to the hospital and was released late last night.
He was bound and determined to not miss day two of school. And so he was here. He was emotional at times, but very positive and just ready to spend his day with kids.
He comes to school and he's got like stitches in his head.
Oh, my God.
His head's wrapped.
That's a teacher that's showing up, though. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I saw this really weird thing. Someone was saying, oh, you know, the masks don't do any good because the germs are so small. I'm like, well, the germs right on your spit, first of all.
Yeah.
They come flying out of your mouth. And secondly, let's open an AC duct unit and see those filters in there and what they're capturing. Or if you smoke, you know, and you get the filter going there at the end of the cigarette, look at all the crap that gets caught in there. Or in your car filter.
Here's what
tends
I would say.
To work.
I would say that principals, mm-hmm. teachers, mm-hmm. are not responsible for these rules.
No, exactly.
So you're taking it out on the wrong person.
Any more than the employees are at a, you know, Walmart or whatever.
Flight attendants,
right.
They're not in charge of the rules. They're told just to enforce them.
Exactly.
So don't take it out on them.
Exactly.
You're taking it out on the wrong people.
Yeah, find a CEO. Call them at home.
No, but I'm saying, like, teachers are salt of the earth. They put up with a lot of crap.
Yeah.
And that little hiccup shouldn't happen.
Right.
Because teachers aren't making these rules.
Or any money.
Right.
For what they do.
So, you know, argue with other people, but don't take it out on teachers. Don't take it out on nurses. Not their fault.
Yeah.
Don't take it out on flight attendants. Not their fault.
Right.
It's craziness.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes. Stop it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hashtag fact.
Washington State has first live murder hornet sighting of 2021.
Come on.
Murder hornets are back. Bum, bum, bum.
This year on NBC.
This was last year when they found a murder hornet hive, and they were trying to take care of it. Listen to this.
In Washington State, the search for an invasive species by what looked like invaders from space. An army of biologists honing in on murder hornets.
Hold up. Okay,
murder hornets.
He says it looks like aliens from outer space because the scientists are wearing these weird space suit looking things that
look
like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
It is. It's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Futuristic protective suits and armed with plastic kitchen wrap, a 2x4, and a high-tech vacuum.
There's a lot of hornets in there.
You don't want to be vacuuming up hornets.
There's a lot of hornets in there.
Their marshmallowy armor and face masks extra protection against the giant Asian hornet packing a massive stinger and the ability to spit venom.
I mean, for crying out loud.
I'm sorry. A massive stinger.
Yeah. And
the ability to spit venom. Come on.
I mean, remember when they first turned up last year? Everything was so absolute suck.
Yes, of course.
We're like, of course there's
the
murder
whole year
hornet.
Sucked, and then it was murder hornets.
Yeah.
On, but they went away pretty quickly.
They did. They
now
sort
they're
of fell
back.
By the way. Oh, neat.
Listen to this
one.
Washington State is now reporting its first live sighting of a murder hornet this year. Earlier this year, a dead murder hornet was found north of Seattle. The invasive species was first spotted in the U.S. in 2019.
I hope someone beat up that Seattle one they found, the dead one.
Beat up the dead one?
Yeah,
just to send a message?
Get out of here, yeah. You're not welcome.
And tell your friends.
It attacks other insects, including honeybees, which are vital to pollinating crops. The hornets are not particularly aggressive toward people, but their sting is extremely painful, and repeated stings can be deadly.
That's just fun.
That's just what you want.
Fun.
Have you ever been stung by a hornet?
Not by a hornet, no. Yeah.
Well, I'm not asking about a murder hornet, just a regular hornet.
No.
I've been stung by 27 at one time.
Of course you were.
Yeah, when I was...
You're like a disaster magnet.
No, how dare you?
It's got to be dangerous to be sitting here next to you
when
now,
near you. I was doing landscaping between my freshman and sophomore year of high school.
Right.
And so one guy was up there cutting down some branches off of a palm tree.
No.
And it fell down, and I didn't see the hive underneath it. So I reached down and grabbed it and threw it in the truck and just boom.
They were like, what are you doing, man? Yes. We're gonna take you down.
Thank God I'm not allergic to that.
Yeah,
but I think had it been a murder hornet,
man, 27 of them,
I'm gone.
You wouldn't been sitting here. You hadn't been listening to Jonathan Brandmeier anymore, like I'm sure you were at the time.
I was, yes. But murder hornets, wow. They have a big stinger and they spit
because
venom.
You know, that's not enough. Big stinger, they need
you have to spit venom,
right? Go to hell, stupid bloody hornets. Unbelievable.
Hate them.
Let's go up and burn Seattle to the ground. Just to be safe. Volbeat. We were planning on doing a show at the Hollywood Palladium. That is on October 6th. That is Wait a Minute, My Girl, 95.5 KLOS.
We are talking about right now the greatest band t-shirts.
Yes.
Not which ones, but which bands.
Right.
So they tested over 1,000 people.
Right.
And they asked them, what bands do you have shirts for?
Right.
And how many of them do you have?
Yeah.
You pointed out that you're wearing AC/DC. What do you think is the number one band t-shirt?
I'm going to go with Guns N' Roses.
AC/DC.
Is it?
Yep.
Wow, I'm right there with the crowd.
I sort of led you right into it.
Sure did.
Sort of brought it up.
Hey, you know, you're wearing an AC/DC shirt right now.
I thought you would say AC/DC.
They're a fairly well-known band.
With 21.4%, then Aerosmith second.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I thought Aerosmith.
Queen third. Pink Floyd fourth.
Okay.
Green Day fifth.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah. Wow. And the top five, Billy, look at you.
Bob Marley sixth.
Oh, nice. I do see a lot of Bob Marley shirts.
Foo Fighters seven.
Uh-huh.
The Beatles eight.
Okay.
Bob Marley beat the Beatles. Prince.
You can smoke that.
Yeah. After that,
nice.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
I have like 10 of those.
Right.
Eminem, Nirvana, then Metallica.
Nirvana. I bet Nirvana just even 5-6 years ago was higher because you used to see all those Nirvana shirts and all the time, especially here in LA.
They're not by much. If you look at where they are in the ranking,
right.
You know, like number one AC/DC was 21.4, number two Aerosmith is 18.1.
Yeah.
So relatively close.
Right.
And then you got the Rolling Stones,
yeah,
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jay-Z, Adele.
Adele t-shirts.
That's surprising
to
me.
That's weird. Yeah, that seems odd. Okay.
Taylor Swift.
A Taylor Swift t-shirt.
I know Bean has about 10 of those.
Yeah, I can see that.
Justin Bieber, George Strait, Michael Jackson, Garth Brooks, Billy Joel. Bee Gees.
Bee Gees t-shirts.
Yes.
Wow. Those have probably made a comeback in this new century, I doubt.
And this is a little bit surprising, but 8.2% said none of the above.
Wow. Really? They're the ones with the Joy Division shirts.
I do like
to ask people, and in fact, you should do this now. If you have an old shirt, like an old school from way back when, from the 70s or 80s or something, I always like to have people tweet those pictures of them.
At Kevin and Sluggo?
Yeah. So if you got one lying around, dig it out and let's see it. Put it on your body.
We're going to have to take yours, too, since you had the AC/DC.
No, you don't want to see a picture of me, man.
You don't know me.
Speaking of AC/DC.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, about an hour away from our All Request Fest.
Yes.
Which is always so much fun.
Yes, and loud.
I, this morning, sent a text to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And the text said, just wanted to say I'm so proud of you, and I couldn't possibly love you more.
Oh, that's nice.
And then I realized it didn't go to my daughter.
Oh, no. Who did it go to? The mailman.
No, a
Why
friend
are you texting
of mine.
The mailman?
Oh, a friend of mine, but I was like, oops.
Yeah.
That wasn't for you. How come you can't take texts back?
Just goes right.
Obviously, that could have been much worse. Obviously.
Well, let's delve into that. What else have you sent to people?
I don't know, dude. I mean, I would like my phone to come with a breathalyzer, for example.
That is not a bad idea.
It wouldn't let me text if I was too drunk.
I think that's a great idea. I actually have a personal rule. If I'm too drunk to drive, I'm too drunk for social media.
Really?
Or generally texting people either, yeah. If I'm too messed up that I can't drive a car.
So you don't do social media, but do you text your friends?
I tend to not, but sometimes. I will. I'm likely to, more likely.
Because
to
I would text when I was at Coachella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Those are classic texts. Cat used to come running in and go, look what Kevin
said.
Stupid
cat. Just
a list of letters.
So I would text her like, where are you? And there were none of the letters of the words where are or you.
Nope. I know. I love those.
And then she would post that on social media.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
So I'm saying there should be a breathalyzer on my phone.
Yes, that's a great idea.
But then also, why can't you take text back?
Yeah, you should be able to have a retrieve button that lasts. I mean, you get like 30 seconds. You're like, oh, I knew a boss, a certain man, that used to write out everything he felt. Like he would just spell it all out, exactly how he felt about everything, and then
that's supposed to be healthy, but no one else is supposed to see it.
And then he deleted it before he had sent it, but he did it on a regular basis. And I'm just like, that's pretty brilliant. I just it's a little ballsy to actually be typing it because you could always accidentally hit send.
Yeah, I think I would just write on a piece of paper if I was going to do that. There's no way I would type.
Yeah,
that.
But no one writes anymore. Your hand would get so cramped.
I hate you. You're a worthless. My hand hurts. So you can't take texts back.
Yeah.
So we want to take your phone calls at 818-955 KLOS. You sent a text to the wrong person.
I've done that a few times in that but they're usually at least positive. I mean, I haven't ever sent someone a drop dead text accidentally. I make sure those are right.
No, but we have done this topic before, and people do tend to send pictures.
Sure. Photos.
Perhaps sexy pictures to mother-in-law or just whoever.
Yeah, it was an accident, Grandma. I'm really sorry.
That's when you need a take back. You need to be able to just delete that text from their phone as well.
But, and definitely a breathalyzer on it, too.
Right?
So if you get past the breathalyzer,
would never be able to text.
No, I wouldn't even try. I just put my phone away.
So 818-955-KLOS if you have sent a text to the wrong person. And maybe it was embarrassing.
Hopefully it was embarrassing.
95.5 KLOS.
Were you saying Yowza?
No, I was saying 95.5.
Oh. I'm going to turn on your microphone.
And my mic wasn't on.
Yeah, he has to finish the song, man.
All right.
He has to say Yowza, or it doesn't work. Yeah.
All right, we're taking phone calls on sending texts to the wrong person.
Well, listen, it was a text, but it was a text that I received.
Okay, what was it?
So I'm doing business. I own a company here in Commerce, California, and I'm trying to buy a load of a closeout item, and the guy tells me, I'm going to pass on it. And 5 seconds later, he sends me a picture of his unit hanging out of his underwear. I go, does that mean no?
I don't know. It seems like a yes to me.
Seems like he's kind of turned on by the idea.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you?
We are good. You sent text to the wrong person?
Yeah, my boss. Oh, my God.
Excellent.
I had called and said that I was sick, and then I was telling my friends in a text that I meet them at the beach in an hour.
Oh, no. Damn it.
Oh, my God.
And how cool was he about it?
Well, it's a woman boss. She actually, we're friends, so she was cool, but she's like, next time, just say it's a personal day.
Yeah, instead of being sick, because she was worried about you.
How much time was there between when you said you needed to have a sick day and then you sent the message about the beach?
Like a half hour.
I'm feeling much better.
I feel so
I
much
got better.
Better.
Yeah, thank you.
KLOS, hello.
So I was at work, and my wife had sent me some fairly raunchy photos, and just when I was going to text her back, my boss had texted me, and I opened his text on accident without realizing it, and I texted my boss that I wanted to bleep her bleep so bleeping bad that I was going to fake sick at work and come home.
Wow! Trifecta!
Wow, that has everything. How did your boss react?
He sent laughy faces and then called me, and I go, wrong person. He goes, obviously, how you feeling? I said, I'm fine. I'm not going home.
Oh, why wouldn't you go?
I'm not feeling well.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. We're talking about texting the wrong person.
And I just got a text from our pal Wendy, who does all the promotions here at KLOS. She says she was at the Queen show at the Bowl with a boyfriend and another friend, and at some point I must have felt the need to prove that I had the lead singer's number. Flash forward about an hour into the set, the guy in front of us wouldn't sit down. He was getting all aggro, so they were like, ah, we're out of here, and her friend had taken off somewhere.
Right.
So she decided to text her friend, total S show, had to bail, have a great night. 1:30 in the morning, she gets a text. Oh, man, that's too bad. Hope to see you next time. She had texted Adam, the lead singer. It's like saying the show.
Saying that it was an S show?
Yes, but she was talking about the guy in front of him. Oh, he's actually got a hold of the actual lead
that's
singer.
That's a terrible thing.
It was a terrible show. I had to get out of there, man. She said she finally explained it. Oh,
that's
my
fantastic.
God, that's rough. That's rough.
All right, we're taking calls of texting the wrong person.
So a buddy of mine went with his girlfriend to Spain not that long ago and came back. We're watching MMA fights at his house, and he's showing us all these pictures, and he starts texting one of our clients back and forth, and he accidentally pocket texted a video of him and her banging it out on the beach.
In Spain, wow.
This is like a very Catholic woman in the Palisades Highlands, and he was saying, you got to come over here. I can't get this off my phone. And she was freaking out.
Oh, my God. She didn't know how to delete it? That's hilarious.
Wow, that's
funny.
I
don't think that's really what she wanted. She's like, hey, you know what? You better come over here.
Oh, yeah. You know, well, she used to be really hot back in the day.
That is awesome, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Before I met the wife and had some kids, one time I worked a really long day, and I sent a message, and I thought I was sending it to a girl I know named Sam, but I actually sent a D pic to my best friend, Sam. And it's never been the same since. The first thing he responded with was, what the F? He called me right away, and I was like, no, dude, I was already out of it and delirious from work, and I feel like every time we hang out, there's just that thing. He's just like, you know, he's seen it before.
Of course.
He's seen it in a very good mood before.
I would never
let
that go.
You know, perfect lighting.
That is the danger.
818-955-KLOS. You texted the wrong person.
All Request Fest coming up in minutes. Hell yeah, it's Friday. Hell yeah. Woo!
Friday from 5 to 7, we do all requests.
That's damn straight.
So we're going to take some more calls on you texted the wrong person, but then we're going to cut off those and we're going to start taking requests at 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Max, I want to request a song.
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
Careless Whisper, the greatest song ever.
By Wham?
No.
Yes, I'm not laughing. It's the greatest song ever.
Right. You know, Kevin used to be half of Wham.
Yeah, that's
that was a long time ago.
Parody song.
We might have to get that song out. Mm. Yeah, maybe we'll play that one.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Greatest song ever.
Not doing it, dude.
Right on, man. Thanks.
The greatest
thanks
song
for
ever.
Calling. Thank not you, doing bye. It. Not doing it.
Thank you.
Nope. KLOS, hello.
Hey, text. This is the wife text the wrong person.
Oh, no.
All right.
She was meeting some. Oh, by the way, KLOS Rock.
Yay! Thank you.
Yeah, she's meeting some guy at some motel by Disneyland. Text me, come out.
Oh, man.
And I saved it. Yeah, I saved it to this day on the phone.
Sure.
We're still together, but it's a freaking Cold War. Hey, you guys have a great weekend, and again, KLOS Rock.
Thanks, care,
bro. Right on, man. Thanks, man. Take care.
Bye.
Take care. He's very forgiving.
Wow.
But holding it over her, I think.
Yeah, didn't care at all.
See, no, that's, yeah.
Listen, I'm going to take credit for Crocs. I'm going to take credit for it.
But they are really in the topics these days. A lot of people talking about them.
Yes.
Yeah, big time.
And supermodels wearing them.
Yeah.
And everyone making fun of me.
You've been wearing them since the 1840s,
yes,
right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you're way ahead of the curve on
and
this
Maren
one.
And Maren Dungey on Twitter just posted a picture of herself wearing them.
She's the best. She's awesome. Really? She wears them?
Just gave in to them just today.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. She's come over to the dark side.
Now, listen. Yeah. I was joking. When I said, it's tough to have the fashion world follow you. Of course, that's absurd, because I dress like a child. So I've been making that joke all this time, and now Crocs seem to be a thing again.
Right.
And I'm going to take credit.
You need a cut of it, too, man.
Right.
They should, like...
I should get, like, 10% of what everyone buys.
Yeah, because you've been helping to push the Croc agenda this whole time. no matter how much hatred it's thrown your way.
Weird, because the first time I got them, my kids bought them for me, and they said, you cannot wear them outside the house. As long as you promise that, we'll get them for you.
And how long was it before you broke that promise?
I kept it for a while.
Yeah, like a day.
But then they moved, and I was all bets are off.
Yes, exactly.
How now I'm wearing them outside everywhere, and I'm wearing them with socks, which people make fun of me for.
Do you wear sandals with socks? Socks with sandals?
I don't wear sandals.
But do you wear socks when you do ever wear sandals?
I don't wear sandals.
Oh, you never wear
them. I
don't
know. The reason that I wear socks is because my Crocs are fur-lined, so it gets hot. My feet sweat, so I wear socks.
Stop right there. Rewind.
They're fur-lined.
Oh, my God. You know, I didn't care. I was like, yeah, whatever, but now you're telling me you're wearing fur-lined shoes?
Yes.
Oh, go
not
to hell.
Shoes, not
get
shoes.
Out. Get Crocs. Leave. Leave now.
And now it's becoming a thing, and people are blaming me? Well, let's be honest. I was always joking because I don't ever have any fashion sense.
Right. But you've brought Marin over. I mean, she's actually in television and movies and stuff. She's going to lose her career now. She's wearing fur-lined Crocs.
They're going to start hiring her for more jobs, and then everyone's going to be wearing them. Here's what I'll tell you about Crocs. Yep. They're hideous.
Yes.
Fine.
Yeah.
They're comfortable.
Yes.
And for me...
Well, but so are my... Look, these are Vans.
Those
Vans
are comfortable
super
too.
Comfortable.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But not as comfortable as...
Really?
Yeah, as Crocs.
Really?
Yeah. That's why you see people in the hospital always wearing them.
That's true.
Nurses and doctors
people on their feet.
Always on their feet.
You're sitting here talking into a microphone, so you need your comfortable shoes.
Right. I mean, I'm not wearing them now, but I'm going to start.
Right. You're going to start. Yeah,
because
you know,
why not?
You bring that fur-lined crap in here.
Because
and I
now it's a thing.
I'll set it on fire.
I'll still wear it.
Yeah, that's cool.
On fire.
I hope so. That'd
I'm just
awesome.
Saying I'm going to take credit.
Sure,
and,
you deserve
thanks, everyone,
it.
And
everybody
you're
knows.
Welcome.
Yeah.
And heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Oh. Ow. Ow.
Too far? Too much?
No. You don't know.
Okay.
Joyous Wolf having a stab at Mountain Mississippi Queen in the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
It is our old request fest. What can we do for you?
Since it's Friday the 13th, superstition.
All right. Who are you?
David.
It's our old request fest. Who's this?
Hey, this is Dwayne. Can I hear a little crocus?
Yes. Anything in particular?
Long stick goes boom.
A deal has been struck. Color of guns.
All right, man. Thanks, guys.
It's a weird deal.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, it is a weird deal. Dwayne, what are you doing tonight, man? What's your weekend plan?
We're just going to party a little bit, but now sitting in the 91 traffic.
Ah!
Right.
That sucks.
Yeah.
All right, man. Here's your crocus on KLOS.
All right, bro. You guys rock. Thank you.
There's not a lot of songs named Black Dog, so I suppose
that's true.
There's not going to be JD playing that tomorrow. Between 2 and 8 on Saturday and Sunday, he's going to be playing songs that have the exact same title but are totally different songs.
Same title, different songs.
Yeah, not covers or whatever, but just, you know. Oh, that's weird. A lot of Smells Like Teen Spirit songs in the world.
Is that right? Sure.
There's like 57 different
sure,
songs
of
with that same title. Not the same song. That's kind of weird.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. You?
I'm good. Just getting ready to get on that wonderful 405 from OC.
Blah! You'll be out there till the end of time.
All right. What can we play for you on our All Request Fest?
Well, I just got back from a week's vacation in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Idaho?
Yeah. No. I had to go back to work for one day today, so I would really like to hear Bang the Drum by, I'm sorry.
Hey!
Whoa! Easy with the language!
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry.
Todd Rundgren,
thank you. He was a three-way dust to me.
I love that song.
Oh, yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. May I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Let's try and take... two at once.
Oh, get a couple of requests.
Yeah.
Kill two birds with
exactly.
one stone.
Go to two lines at the same time.
All right. Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
And hello to
hello.
You.
And hello.
Is this like a party line for real?
It's a party line, yeah.
Yeah, so you got a party.
Who's on the line?
Jennifer's on the line.
Jennifer. All right. What do you want to hear?
I want to hear Detachable Penis.
Oh, another great request.
Well, now that we're on the party line, who's the other guy? Who are you?
This is Mark. I want to hear Marijuana by Cheech and Chong.
I can definitely smoke that.
Making some great requests today.
Yeah.
Thank
all
you
right.
both.
Thank you both.
Oh, by the way, it's $19.99 a minute.
That is for Debbie in Upland, who tweeted at me and asked me to play that weird-ass version of We Will Rock You that we play on KLOS.
LOS.
All right. And that was our own Stu who put that together, just to screw with people, basically.
I like it.
Rick Rubin tacked on there at the end.
It's our old Request Fest, KLOS. Hello.
Hey there. Happy Friday the
13th. Yeah. To you as well.
Thank you kindly.
What can we do for you?
I'm wondering if we can listen to some Led Zeppelin, perhaps Black Dog, considering the fact that there's all this stigma against black cats.
You know. On Friday the 13th,
yeah.
Sure.
You know what's crazy is we actually just played it at the beginning of the, All Request Fest. Yeah.
Oh,
damn it.
Idiot.
Sorry, anything else?
Insane. Yeah.
All right, take it easy on yourself.
Jeez, you know, yeah. How about we go with 1970s, 80s.
Are you going to make us guess?
You know what? No, I'm sorry. I just, traffic just cleared up for me. So
no
I'm
worries.
Like,
woo! That's the best feeling in the world.
On the open road, yeah. How about you guys surprise me with something creepy?
Voodoo's a little creepy.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of creepy.
I like it.
Happy Friday the 13th to you! Jason loves you! Jason cares!
Wait, that sounds like Billy Idol, but I don't know that song.
That's such a damn good new song, isn't it? I am totally addicted to that already. That was quick.
That's damn good, yeah.
That's actually for a bunch of friends of mine who play along with me in the morning on this Satellite of Love thing that you actually showed up on.
Yes.
You were just on. Little guest appearance.
I was really great, if I recall correctly.
And I promised them I would play him the new Billy Idol. That is Bitter Taste on KLOS.
It's our old Request Fest, KLOS. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
How about some Buck Cherry, Crazy Bitch?
Have you ever tried to play that song using Siri?
No, I haven't.
Well, oh, really? Why?
When you say Siri, play Crazy Bitch, it goes crazy beep.
It does?
Yes.
Really?
Siri, yes.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
How many times are you asking Siri to play this song?
I mean, a lot. Never heard the clean version of that song. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hey, what's up, man? Let's do some Joe Walsh, Life's Been Good.
Ah, I love that song.
Life's Been Good
that
by Joe Walsh.
That's such a damn good song. I do sometimes stay till 4. It's hard to leave when you can't find the door.
Boom!
Kevin hates it when I read off lyrics out of my brain.
Yes, I do. It happens all the time.
It does. That would be annoying. I will have myself flung. Who are you?
Israel.
Israel, where are you calling from, man?
I'm actually crossing cities right now, man, on my way to Victorville.
Oh, wow. Up in the high desert, man. All right.
Yeah, man. The traffic sucks.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
It's a long-ass drive. All right, well, stay safe, man.
All right, guys, have a good weekend.
Not your auntie's pound cake cuts for damn sure.
It's 95.5 KLOS.
At least I hope not, anyway.
Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Hey. Hello.
Hi, it's our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
AC/DC, Whole Lotta Rosie.
Ah! I love that song. What did you say? Kevin described it as the most perfect backseat wing song. Something like that. Who are you?
My name is Kurt.
Kurt, color it done.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
That was a good request. Hell yeah.
That's a good song to start the weekend.
Man. Love it.
95.5 KLOS. Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo and our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to say great show today, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thanks very much. Can we play a song for you?
Oh, yeah. You can play a song for me. Here's one now.
Oh, I like that. That is dealer's choice. Ah, here's one now. This is for me.
Okay, thanks a lot, man.
But what should it be?
Hello, Dad. I'm in jail.
What?
I like it here.
It's nice.
I love that nonsense.
What does it say that is one of my favorite songs? I love that song so much.
Hello, Dad. I'm in jail.
I like it here. It's nice.
Happy birthday.
The key. Say hi to Mom from jail. All those years I'm in jail now.
It is our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
You guys really feed well off of each other, and it makes for an entertaining show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hey, can I get a little Fast Way, Say What You Will?
Nice. Who are you?
keeping hot.
Ted gets so dirty. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We did learn some valuable lessons today.
We certainly did.
A principal was assaulted because the man was upset that his daughter was wearing a mask.
So we found out he's a dick.
If you hate masks, it's not the fault of teachers or airline employees or nurses.
I just felt that I learned that that guy's a dick. That's
that guy's a dick as well. Murder hornets are back.
What?
Bum, bum, bum. Their sting is worse than a normal hornet, and they can spit venom.
You know, no big deal.
They're nonsense.
Just, you know, I mean, you'd love a good hornet anyway.
Most popular band t-shirt of all time, the band is...
AC/DC!
Correct.
Anyhow.
And don't send D-pics to your in-laws.
That I did learn the hard way. All right, well, you know,
ridiculous
things that we play here on this little radio station, this is my favorite.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Woo! See you Monday.
See you Monday. KLOS, Southern California's rock station, is Kevin and Sligo's All Request Fest. That song was for Maren Dungey, who's the new brand ambassador for Crocs.
Was she wearing Crocs when she asked for that?
Yes. She doesn't ever take them off. It's weird.
Oh, that's kind of scary. She insists that all of her characters from now on, anytime she's in Crocs, and wearing Crocs.
Or not taking the role.
AC/DC, by the way, if you liked a couple there, be listening. I hear that Marcy's planning on binging AC/DC on Monday. During the boot camp, so she go deep and then
she goes a little crazy, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's like, we need to have a word with her.
Please drink responsibly.
Who the hell was that guy? It was on this day in rock in 1973 when Lynyrd Skynyrd released their debut album. It included Tuesday's Gone, Simple Man, and Freebird. It was on this day in rock in 1975 when Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band played the first of 5 sold-out shows at the Bottom Line in New York City. They had broken up in 1981, but on this day in rock in 1993, Steely Dan got back together for a U.S. tour that started at the Palace in Auburn Hills, Michigan.